talk a little bit about the development of Vincent Jackson in his second season, and where specifically he's made great strides?
Well, I think the thing that has helped him more than anything, he's very bright. Mm-hmm. And so he's able to put the stuff together quite well. There's, you know, subtle fundamentals and details that aren't always a part of what he does, but for the most part, given his relative youth and inexperience, you know, he's done a very, very good job for us in that regard.
Yeah. You obviously, with rookies, you're concerned about not them making, or young players, not them making mistakes, but overreacting to mistakes. And from what I read, that was a concern of yours with him. How's he doing in that regard?
He's been fine. Yeah. That's my concern with any young player, because sometimes what happens is they make a mistake, make an error, and they dwell on it. And I know from personal experience as a former player that if you let that happen to you mentally, you can't imagine how fast the game goes by and it's concluded, because you're hung up on these mistakes you've made. You've got to develop an ability. It's not a physical skill, but a mental discipline. You got to develop the mental discipline. I'm not going to worry about anything that's already been, you know, completed. I'm going to move on. And you never know about that in any player that, you know, you're involved with early on in his career.
Sure.
Coach, do you still see a progression in Philip Rivers every week? And how has he kind of reacted going up against teams the second time around?
Well, you know, we had the opportunity to do that with the Raiders. And, of course, now is only our second time with a, you know, back two games with the same team. But I think he's done fine to this point. You know, there's things that happen that, you know, he looks back and says, geez, you know, I could have or should have done something a little bit differently. But for the most part, I think he's done an excellent job. And, you know, he has met the number one criteria of any quarterback and has win.
Marty, to dovetail off that, well, what changes the second time around when you meet the same team?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's anything specifically. I would say that, you know, he may have a little better sense of the tempo and the speed at which, for example, the Broncos play, because I happen to think they're a very, very athletic and fast football defense. And so he'll have a better sense of that. You know, other than that, it's just the process that he's involved with growing, and I don't know that there's any significant thing that I could point out that's different about playing them the second time, other than the, you know, the general pace and speed of which they play the game. Some teams are bigger, stronger, and don't run as fast, and then, of course, you have groups like the Broncos defense that I consider to be very fast.
Hey, Coach, some coaches get stuck in untenable situations. Obviously, you were in that situation with the Redskins. How do you cope with that, knowing, you know, you're on borrowed time?
You know, it's interesting. My situation with Dan Snyder really was one in which I really enjoyed Dan Snyder. And Dan came to me at the end of the season and wanted to change the, you know, some of the parameters that we had agreed to at the outset regarding, you know, players, draft, and one thing and another. And I said, Dan, I said, look, I enjoy working for you, but that's not the arrangement that we had, and I'm not comfortable, you know, going down that road. And so he said, well, then I'll have to ask you to, I'm going to dismiss you. I said, you know, I've always said ownership has its privilege.
Coach, what have you guys done to kind of be creative with LaDainian? I mean, everybody kind of knows it's coming, but how have you gotten to the point where he can still get his yards even though people know it's coming?
Well, I'll tell you what, our offensive staff and our coordinator, Cam Cameron in particular, you know, has a extensive background, obviously, as many of coaches in this league, but, you know, his stepfather was a football coach, and, you know, he's one of the most creative people I've ever been around, and I'll be honest to you, I really don't know how he comes up with some of that stuff, but I'll share one thing with you I think is very interesting. I don't know how many times in a game Cam will call a play and I'll say to him on the headset, what do you got? And he'll tell me, and he says, if they do what I think they're going to do, it's a big one. And I'm and it, a couple of times every game, it's remarkable. I don't know how he does it. I don't don't know how he does it.
Did that kind of happen with the 51-yard touchdown pass to LaDainian here?
That's exactly what happened. You know, he had a feeling, and if you can hit one out of 15 of those, you're probably doing pretty well. In other words, if you hit four a game, you're doing pretty well. But his ability to do that has been extraordinary, in my view, based on a long coaching tenure and working with a lot of different people. But his ability to just say, hey, if they do what I think, this has got a chance to be a big one. And, you know, he may say that to me, you know, 8 or 10 times in a game, but if you hit on 3 or 4 of them, that's pretty good odds.
How much, you know, I mean, and just the whole thing with LaDainian still getting so many touchdowns and yards, even though everyone knows it's coming, how much is scheme and how much of it is just his talent to just be able to make something out of nothing?
Well, I think there's a balance there. Clearly, without his skill, it wouldn't happen. I had the good fortune of being around another guy, Marcus Allen, who was at the goal line as good as anybody, you know, I've ever seen. And you know, the irony of it was, in my view, is that everybody in the stadium knew exactly what the play was going to be with Marcus. And it was going to be, you know, power the ball over the right guard or right tackle in the goal line. And everybody knew in the stands what we were going to do, but it didn't matter. He just had a knack for getting it in the end zone, and LaDainian is the very same way.
Marty, it looks like they're still writing about the play that Nalen was fined on. What's your final thoughts on that situation?
I don't have any final thoughts on it, quite frankly. It's part of our past, and we're looking forward.
What do you think about the Broncos' offensive line, the way they do go about things?
Well, you know, they have a style, and let me say this to you. I think I would hope that people, I have great regard for Mike Shanahan. I think he's one of the finest coaches in football. And Mike has a way that he believes in, and it works. I'm not going to sit here and pass judgment on a guy that's been as successful as Mike has been in doing what he does. There was an incident a few years ago that Mike wouldn't have condoned and would have prevented it from happening had he been able to, where we lost Jamal Williams for the season. But, that's part of football.
You know, the Broncos got lucky last time the two teams met and got to avoid meeting up with Sean Merriman. What does he allow your defense to do, and how does he sort of change your schemes?
Well, it really doesn't change the scheme. We just get a little more efficient at what we're doing when he's the element that's a part of it. But, he is one of those players that you always have to know where he is, because he has an ability to make plays. He is truly, in the literal sense, a playmaker, and you have to account for him on every play. And, of course, then when you have a guy like Sean Phillips on the other side, it makes it equally difficult because Sean, in his own right, Phillips is an outstanding playmaker.
Did you notice any difference in Denver's offense, their approach with the rookie quarterback versus Jake Plummer last week?
No, I mean, you see kind of the basic things that you would do with any young player at any position. I think they worked the running game and did so very, very effectively. Tatum Bell runs for 133 yards, and they're getting the ball out of his hand, not asking him to stand back there and hold it, and all of those are things that, you know, we would do with our young quarterback as we began the process of his development. But the young man is gifted. There is no doubt. I mean, when you can let that ball come out of your hand as quick as it does out of his hand, and the velocity on it, the accuracy will come, because it's a matter of developing the timing between the quarterback having to play at a faster rate of speed than you can practice, and then at the same time having to work through the timing with the receivers.